read, read books, books.
Your routine may vary and may have varied over the last weekend. I personally found myself needing to go down to my local independent just down the road from me, Battenkill Books, go in, get a big armload of books, go back, get my dog, sit in my chair, and shut the windows and the drapes and just read. And that's exactly what I did, and it was great. Again, your routine may vary, but we're going to give you a lot of ideas of cool books to do exactly that with, and we welcome two incredible booksellers to help us in that quest. Susanna Hermans is from Oblong Books in Rhinebeck and Millerton. Giovanni Boven is from the Book Loft in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. It's always a pleasure to have both of you here on the program. Thank you very much.
Hi, Joe.
Hello. Susanna, let's begin with you.
Sure. So my first book is a novel that I really kind of discovered totally randomly. It is from an Irish publisher, distributed into the United States. It's called Habitat by Catronia Shine. It's her debut novel, and I think is absolutely one to watch. It's a novel about, it's set in Oslo, and it's about a group of people living in an apartment building that slowly begins to, the building itself begins to disintegrate to the point at which it disappears. And this is manifested in all kinds of different ways. One couple notices one day that the ceiling of their apartment, they can see it, but it's not there anymore. They can throw things up and they vanish through this ceiling. The folks living in the basement each day come to discover more and more dirt on the floor of their apartment. And it sort of starts to make everyone a little bit crazy, you would imagine. But it is such an interesting story about these families, these folks who are living together and having this extraordinarily strange thing occur around them. I just loved it.
Really cool. Habitat follows seven neighbors over the course of a surreal and life-changing week as their mid-century apartment building begins to inexplicably break down around them. Sounds about right. Excellent. Habitat by Catriona? Shone?
Sounds good.
Shine, rather. Very cool. All right. I like that one. Giovanni.
Okay. My first one is, unsurprisingly, a little on the dark side. It is Deadly Animals by Marie Tierney. And this is set in South Birmingham in the UK. The year is 1981. And this is before a lot of forensics were really as advanced as they are today. So we meet Ava Bonney, who's 14 years old. She's highly intelligent, insightful, curious. She has a very unusual hobby, however. She is fascinated by the natural decay of animals, and she lives near a highway, so there's no shortage of roadkill. She doesn't go out actively harming animals. She just happens to study animals that have been struck by cars, and she takes notes about the environment in which they are found, time of year, the kind of insects that kind of host, feast on the bodies, and
I'm sorry, what's the dark part?
And again, this is before body farms were a part of forensic study.
Yes.
Now we get to the dark part where she finds the body of a fellow classmate while she is studying her latest find. And she puts in an anonymous tip to the police, because again, this is very strange behavior. What were you doing out there? Why? How did you come across this? Questions she doesn't want to answer. She begins her own investigation, kind of with anonymous tips to the local police to uncover a child killer in their sleepy rural village. That's the dark part.
That is the dark part. It is called Deadly Animals by Marie Tierney. All right, good stuff. Fascinating. Next up.
I also have a dark one.
Good.
Clean by Alia Trabuco-Zeran, which is translated by Sophie Hughes. So this author is Chilean and has previously been a finalist for the International Booker Prize. But her new one, oh my goodness, it's about a woman who's working as a maid for a very wealthy family. And the entire, premise of the book is that she is being interrogated over the mysterious death of the young daughter in this house. And the whole book is her talking to the person who's interrogating her. So she's directly addressing them and telling her story of what happened. It is brutal. It is fascinating. She has seen and heard everything that has happened in this house. And she is ready to finally tell someone what she's experienced.
Right.
If you want, if Parasite was a movie that you were like, whoa, this is a book for you.
All right. The name of the book is
Clean.
Clean by Alia Trabuco-Zeran, or close to that, published by Riverhead. All right. Next up.
So this one's not new. It came out a number of years ago, but it is by Brom. It is Krampus, the Yule Lord. Krampus is an Eastern European figure. Krampusnacht is still celebrated in parts of Eastern Europe to this day. He predates Santa Claus. He is actually the darker side of St. Nicholas, where he would be the one responsible for punishing naughty children by whipping them with birch switches and stuffing them in his basket on his back. But conversely, he could also be benevolent by gifting children with a small gold coin when they were well behaved. Now, this story is set in the U.S., and it is kind of Krampus's story to regain his place amongst the holiday traditions. He's been long neglected and forgotten in favor of the more commercialized Santa Claus. But it is his mission to remind people that he is part of the holiday traditions from the Germanic countries where we get a lot of our holiday traditions, such as the Christmas tree, the giving of gifts, the Yule log, etc. And throughout the book, he has, right in the middle, he has beautiful illustrations of his paintings depicting his various characters.
Very cool. It is Krampus by Brom. All right, next up.
So I brought in the new Richard Price novel, Lazarus Man. Richard Price, I think, is really one of our greatest living authors in
Agreed.
America. You might know him as the author of Lush Life, Clockers, as a writer for The Wire. But if you have not yet read one of his novels, I could not recommend them more highly. This one, and I didn't intend for this to fit with my earlier book, but this one's set in 2008 in Harlem. And it's about the collapse of an apartment building, like the literal collapse as opposed to
yes.
the figurative collapse.
Right.
And what happens around that, different people who are involved in this and how it affects their lives. Have you read it yet, Joe?
I have.
What did you think?
I loved it. And he's going to be on the book show soon. We've done the interview. It's just waiting to air. And he's amazing. The last time I interviewed him was at an event at your store, I think, it was for the last book, The Whites, I think. And it's just marvelous.
Yeah.
Absolutely marvelous. I'm not giving anything away, but this idea of when you think about it in your brain of being in New York City, having a building collapse, and just a few years after 9/11, and having that sort of over, the cloud over everything, and how people respond was just fascinating to read about. And the characters are amazing.
He's
his writing is so cool.
He's a marvel. Yeah. I'm so excited to get to go back and read him from the beginning.
Good stuff. Lazarus Man by Richard Price.
So this unintentionally kind of ties in a little bit with yours, Susanna. Five Floors Up by Brian McDonald tells the story of four generations of the Fian family who have worn the fire badge of the New York Fire Department since the very beginnings. From the days when horses pulled fire carts to the 1970s when the infamous burning of the Bronx occurred to the harrowing ordeal of 9/11, a Fian has served on the squad, including Bill Fian Jr., the only man to have ever held every possible rank in the department, including fire commissioner, along with his son-in-law, Brian Devan, and Brian's son, Connor. This incredible story will open your eyes to a little-known story of bravery, courage, and a family ties that are tighter than ever imagined.
Sounds really, really cool. The name of the book is Five Floors Up.
Yep.
By Brian McDonald. All right, next up.
All right, moving into mystery. There was a book a couple years ago that really knocked my socks off called The Plot by Jean Hanf Korolitz. She has now followed that up with a book called The Sequel. The basic premise of The Plot was that it was about a teacher who, a writing instructor who was teaching a group of adults in a seminar, and one of his students had this really great idea for a book. That student then dies, and the teacher just is like, I will just take that and publish that. Thank you very much. And of course, things don't go very well. Well, the sequel takes that story to the next chapter. And I will say you must read the first book first if you would like to read it, because it is spoiled on like the first page of the second book. But if you love a twisty-turny mystery and have not yet read these books, oh my goodness, you are welcome, because they are really, really good. She's an incredibly smart writer, really, really clever, and she's another one that I'm going back and rereading all of her backlist.
The sequel is the new book by Jean Hanf Korolitz. Okay, Giovanni.
This next one is a bit of a madcap. It's called Dungeon Crawler Carl by Matt Dinneman. And this is one of another one of Mary's picks. She picked Five Floors Up, and she read this one, and she says it's Independence Day meets Hunger Games, Ready Player One, Running Man, and Deadpool all mixed together in a blender of weirdness.
Amazing.
Carl is somehow saddled with looking after his ex's prize-winning show cat, Princess Donut, only to be abducted by aliens during a New Year's celebration along with the rest of the world. It's not long before Carl and Donut find themselves in an intergalactic game show with billions of viewers and the weirdest gaming scenarios imaginable. Carl, Donut, and their fellow dungeon crawlers will have to fight their way past man-eating dinosaurs, exploding goblins, and a pack of drug-dealing llamas to make it out alive. This sounds just absolute insanity, but she read it and she loved it.
Good stuff. The name of the book is Dungeon Crawler.
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
By Matt Dinneman. All right. Excellent. Next up.
So I brought a cookbook. What Goes With What? 100 Recipes, 20 Charts, Endless Possibilities by Julia Tertian. Julia is one of our most amazing Hudson Valley local authors, and this is her, I didn't even know. She's done quite a few cookbooks, but her last one, Simply Julia, I was raving about. She has a new one, just came out last month, and her books make you feel like your best friend wrote you a cookbook and made something because they love you and gave you this great gift. They are the books I cook from the most in my own home. Her books are super accessible, very adaptable, extremely thoughtful, and just filled with love and care. And this new book is no exception. This is the book you should gift your friends this holiday season.
Well, there you go. Simple as that. What Goes With What by Julia Tertian. Okay. Giovanni.
Next up, another one of Mary's picks. This is Dallaire's Book of Norse Myths, and this is for children. It is illustrated, and it tells the vast and powerful mythos of the Norse people, some of which would go on to inspire Tolkien's creation of Middle-earth and the Lord of the Rings saga. It goes from the very beginning in the Great Maw of Ginnungagap Gap to Ymir, the first giant, and his grandsons, to the creation of Asgard and Midgard from the tales of the Aesir, such as Odin, Thor, and Frigg, the Vanir, Freya, and Freyr, to the Nonir, Valkyries, Elves, Dwarves, and the Jotun, or Giants. This is a great...
I'm so glad I didn't have to say any of these words. Go ahead.
This is a great introduction for kids if they're at all interested in learning about Norse culture and Norse mythology.
All right. And it's a new collection out?
It has been out for a while. Conversely, Neil Gaiman's Norse Mythology Illustrated Edition comes out today, and that one's for adults.
Great stuff. All right, Susanna.
I also have one for kids. Gracie Under the Waves, for ages, I'd say, 8 and up. It's by Linda Sue Park. Gracie is a kid who loves snorkeling. She's been once or twice, and she just fell in love. She convinces her parents to take her on a family vacation to Honduras to snorkel. And she discovers a lot about the ecology of the reef and how to protect it and what's happening with the reefs. But she also gets stung by a stingray pretty much right out of the gate and isn't able to snorkel nearly as much as she'd hoped. So it's a great book about disappointment, expectations, and staying positive.
How does the stingray, what is the result of that injury?
It gets infected a little bit. Like, it's, you know... She is, by the end of the book, she does get to snorkel one more time before she goes home. Spoilers.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Been stung by a stingray.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Not fun. Yeah.
No. They just latch onto your leg, and then they just, you know, they soak you in. And then there was the guy who was there at the park said, oh, they just do that. It's a little love bite.
Get out of here.
And then I brought my bloodied leg up so that they could see it. And he was like, oh, Jesus. And then they got me. Suddenly I'm on a boat whizzing back to an island So I don't think I would read this book, but I appreciate you bringing it
in. It's handled much more lightly for a children audience. We don't want to scare the kids away from the ocean.
I will tell you that the kids that were present in my life when I got bit will never go near what's the fish? What did we just
stingray.
Say? Stingray. Go to near a stingray.
Amazing.
Again. Amazing. Next.
Next up, the next two are from Kate. They are both historical fantasy fiction. The first one is Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell by Susanna Clark.
An oldie but a goodie.
And there was an article recently where she had written this book, I think in like 2000, and then she disappeared for 20 years before she came out with Piranesi.
And she's back.
So this is set in the Napoleonic Wars in 1806, where most people believe that magic has long since disappeared from England, until the reclusive Mr. Norrell reveals his power and becomes an overnight celebrity. Then another practicing magician emerges, the young and daring Jonathan Strange. He at first becomes Mr. Norrell's pupil and joins forces in the war against France. But Jonathan Strange is increasingly drawn to the wild and most perilous forms of magic and soon risks sacrificing his partnership with Norrell and everything else he holds dear. Susanna Clark's brilliant first novel is an utterly compelling epic tale of 19th century England with two magicians who first start out as teacher and pupil, then as rivals, and emerge to change history. Blending literary fiction and utterly convincing 19th century England, where magic is real. Kate said she didn't want it to end, despite it weighing in at over 800 pages. It is that kind of book.
Oh, it's huge.
It's a favorite of mine.
It's huge.
Great.
Yeah, when it came out in hardcover, I think they published three different covers of it, and they were wrapped in plastic, and I was like, I'm going to get all three. And I still have them. I have one that I read, and then one, the three that aren't opened. So if there's any book dealers out there. Go ahead.
To go with that one?
Oh, yeah. Did you have another one to go with that one?
Oh, no.
Okay, go ahead.
Cool. So my last book is 24 Seconds From Now by Jason Reynolds. This is for teen readers, I'd say 14 and up. Jason is such a superstar in the space of children's and teen literature. He speaks to kids where they're at, and I absolutely love him. And I'm always eager to read whatever he has coming out. So this is his newest book. And this is about Neon. And Neon is going to tell us the story of how he met his girlfriend, Aria. And it moves back in time. So they're about to be intimate for the first time. And that's where the story starts. Nothing happens on the page. It's all just told in flashbacks of his relationship with her moving backwards 24 seconds before, 24 days before, 24 weeks before.
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful. The love that this kid has for Aria, this is such a beautiful story about first love, consent, friendship, figuring out who you are and who you want to be, family. He has a wonderful family. I just love, love, love this book. And it is Judy Blume approved. She has written a blurb on the back. You know, she is, of course, famous for writing
the
book forever.
Yes.
So she, you know, she says this. We are, you know, so lucky to have this book in the canon.
24 Seconds From Now by the incredible Jason Reynolds. All right.
Okay.
Finally.
My last one, again, another historical fiction fantasy. It is The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. So, set in a shabby house on a shabby street in the new capital of Madrid, Lucia Codato uses scraps of magic to get through her days of endless toil as a scullion maid. When her scheming mistress discovers the lump of a servant cowering in the kitchen and is actually hiding a talent for little miracles, she demands Lucia uses those gifts to better the family's social position. What begins as a simple amusement for the bored nobility takes a perilous turn when Lucia garners the notice of Antonio Perez, the disgraced secretary of Spain's king. Still reeling from the defeat of his armada, the king is desperate for any advantage in the war against England's heretic queen, and Perez will stop at nothing to regain the king's favor. Determined to seize this one chance to better her fortunes, Lucia plunges into a world of seers and alchemists, holy men and hucksters, where lines between magic, science, and fraud are never certain. She inadvertently gains the attention as well of a beguiling and rather attractive immortal prince. And Kate read this and tore through it in 24 hours. So this is set, you know, like, I think, 16th century Spain. Historical fantasy fiction. And, you know, if you love Leigh Bardugo, you're going to love this one. This is her newest.
All right, we're out of time, but real quick, events.
Definitely come check out our Educator Nights this Thursday at our Millerton store and next Tuesday, a week from today, in Rhinebeck.
Anything from you?
We will be at the Holiday Sip and Stroll in Great Barrington on December 14th.
Sip and Stroll. All right. Find out more by going to wamc.org/roundtable. We'll have links to these wonderful bookstores. Thank you both. You're great.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll be back.